T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
What the hell's going on out here?
Dan, can I do a follow-up before we do the serious stuff?
Yeah.
So remember how earlier I was telling you that, you know, a friend of the show, a famous friend of the show was listening and I didn't want to...
Oh, with the hernia stuff?
Yeah, and yeah. Then I didn't want to put them on blast because you never know, you know, you don't want people to get in trouble or whatever. Well, this, if you go to my Instagram, you'll see that it was Sarah Spain that I was talking about who was listening to the show.
All right, so that's out there.
And her husband Brad, who is awesome, is one of the really good people. And so obviously, like, I've been to their house. I've had dinner with them. They are wonderful, wonderful people with beautiful dogs, by the way. And so I have both of their phone numbers. So obviously, Sarah's listened to the show. She texted me and told me the story.
Are you going to foment marital strife here?
Apparently.
Okay.
And then Brad hit me up and was like, but let me tell you what really happened, though. Mm-hmm. So
the rest of the story.
So let Brad get his piece out here. He says, I was in an immense amount of pain. They wheeled me out to the car. She had our dog with us, so he's trying to climb all over me. Then she cranks weird bleeping ow. Doesn't even ask how I'm doing. It was awful. Zero bedside manner.
I do not rescind one iota of my previously stated opinion.
And he goes, she'd do the same thing again.
Absolutely. I'm entirely on her side on this. Shocked you've never heard it.
So my guy, billionaire Brad, we have given your side of the story. And now I look forward to the back and forth text that I'm going to get for the rest of the afternoon.
Now, in a similar vein, when you hear one side of a story and then you find out the truth and you find out who people are trying to manipulate here, we're learning a lot about what this Illinois fan group called the Orange Crush with a K.
Yeah. Tell people what happened.
And who they think they are.
Before we get to that, let's whiteboard
this. I'm going to tell you how I experienced this.
Okay.
I had this official statement from their official Twitter page sent to me, forwarded to me by a bunch of apparent downstate goobers. Especially if you go through some of these timelines. Because the Orange Crush, you know, the people that support them and retweet, there's a lot of insurrectionist in there. And a lot of insurrectionist adjacent. And a lot of really crappy people. And the people that like to side with them and send out their stuff and represent them on social media. And if they don't like it, they should police that themselves. So saying, are you going to talk about this? Are you going to talk about, like, there was some grave injustice perpetrated against this Illinois fan group. So I'm going to read you their statement.
Okay.
It just says Orange Crush Road Trip News. And this is long, so I'm going to do my best here. As many may know, as the nation's premier student section, the Orange Crush attends one road game per year, going back to 2002. First of all, nobody knows this, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. This is just the most self-important BS. Okay, this year, for our 20th trip, the road trip destination was to be Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City this upcoming Saturday to see our Fighting Illini take on Iowa. Unfortunately, the University of Iowa Athletic Department has today notified us they've invalidated all 200 tickets that the Orange Crush had legally purchased. Underline that. It is highly unfortunate for our group that this trip has been canceled because we were looking forward to it since receiving the tickets in the mail in October. It is highly unfortunate for the 150 students that collectively fundraised a total of $2,649.41 for local charitable organizations in order to be invited on this trip. Most of all, it is highly unfortunate that the University of Iowa and their athletic department refused to face the consequences of the mistake they made in selling tickets to a billing address in Champaign, Illinois. It is against the spirit of competition and rivalry, two outstanding attributes of the Big Ten Conference, to make this decision. And it goes on and on and on, this list of grievances, because Iowa waited to make this decision till today. It's too close to the scheduled date to cancel the charter buses. This leads to our 501c3 organization losing nearly $6,000 from our $30,000 budget.
Uh-oh.
Financially, we cannot afford to pivot to another destination, blah, 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 assuming the chosen destination is on a campus with a less fearful athletic department than the one representing the University of Iowa. It's disappointing. We won't get to be there. We take it as a compliment. The Orange Crush is a strong enough section to be so feared that an opposing athletic department is willing to sacrifice $5,400 and ruin a sellout in order to turn us away. Thank you for the adoration you've shown the Orange Crush through your cowardice.
Okay.
Now, wait. Then it goes on and on and on. I-L-L, the Orange Crush. So, whatever, right? First of all, so this gets sent to me like, say, so talk about this, like some injustice has been perpetrated against these people.
Now, look, we both have very strong feelings about geofencing tickets. I didn't like it when the Nashville Predators did
it. The Brewers have done it.
It's whack. Yeah. We can agree that is whack.
But that's not what's going on here.
Correct. To a certain extent.
So this then came out after the fact. And I didn't do anything about it because I didn't care. And I'm just going to lie in there going to sleep. Like, what are these?
It doesn't really concern you. It doesn't move the needle.
Yeah. Doesn't move the needle. So then I look at this report from David Eichholt of CBS Sports. The Orange Crush bought the tickets at a group rate, posing as the Illinois chapter of the Boys and Girls Club. I'm going to say that again. They bought the tickets at a group rate, posing as the Illinois chapter of the Boys and Girls Club. They later admitted to doing this when confronted by Iowa Athletics. Iowa voided their tickets, and Iowa is donating those tickets to the Cedar Rapids Boys and Girls Club. What are we doing here? That's fraud.
It is fraud.
And you're a 501c3.
That's the type of thing that puts your 501c3 in jeopardy.
You're damn right. When you're screwing around as a supposed charity that raises a chunk of money for whatever you're doing locally, to say, oh, we're a charity, this is our budget, we're a 501c3, and then to actually disguise yourself as another charity because you were afraid that somebody would. What are we doing here?
That's like, this dirty is, pool.
Yeah, that is dirty pool. And if you want to say, well, these are kids and this is part of what you do as fans and it's all fun and games, that's not fun and games. That's not. When you are pretending to be an actual charity and you know that you've got to disguise yourself and then you lie about it, the worst part is then putting out this self-congratulatory, self-important propaganda when it's not, when none of this is true.
I wonder if they didn't say anything, if Iowa would have said anything. I wonder if they're actually making their case to have their 501c3 straight.
Yeah, you should be dissolved.
Because they wanted to jump out in front of this and act like they're the victim in this. when it seems clearly they were either given bad advice or came up with a bad choice of impersonating the Boys and Girls Club.
So are you saying
that's terrible?
Do you you're saying the person that wrote this statement didn't know?
I don't know. I'm wondering if this was a preemptive strike by them, and if they have maybe miscalculated, as clearly they are wont to do.
You know what they need? Another statement.
Yeah. And I wonder if the Iowa Athletic Department would have been like, okay, this is bad. They tried to get us, they didn't get us, and would have just been like, all right, whatever. But once you put out that statement, the Iowa Athletic Department has to respond.
Yes.
And because they're responding, it becomes a bigger story.
And
the people that were reaching out to you were hoping at the time that you would fan the flames to make Iowa athletics look bad.
But either way, they committed fraud. Like, how can you not realize that when it all gets out, Iowa just has to tell the truth? The truth makes you look bad, because doing this is bad. And it isn't just that. It's lame. It's very corny. Lame. It's corny. You're just fans. You're just fans. You don't play. You're not feared.
Well, okay. To
the premier student section, they were so feared, and their cowardice. They're not afraid of you.
No. Those words are too harsh, but I do agree with, I don't like the idea of my money's good.
Yeah, whoever buys tickets.
I should be able to buy tickets to any event that I want.
If they had just represented and said, we're the Orange Crush Student Section, and they want to buy a bunch of tickets.
They should be allowed. They 100%
absolutely
should be allowed.
Totally.
But they shouldn't have to impersonate another group to do it.
Another charity.
Right. And I don't care that they might be involved with a charity. That doesn't mean that they're representing the charity. Those are two very different things. So I feel like there's a lot of wrong here. And I don't know who will then go about investigating this, but they should. And these are some of the things that happen when you're young. You end up feeling like there is an injustice, and maybe you don't see the entire mosaic of how this looks, how it makes you look, how silly it is.
That's the thing. It's lame. And it if you are endangering your tax-exempt status for your organization because of this, fine. And this isn't a private university either. This is a state university. These are both state universities. And if you are a registered 501c3 affiliated with a state university, you better make sure everything is above board when taxpayer dollars are involved.
Right. And I see people trying to bend over backwards to defend.
What are you defending?
There's already some kids will be kids type stuff going on here inside of our text messages. It's just lame. Like, would you really want your son or daughter to be involved in what is a fraud? Like, this is fraud. Like, and it's whack. Like, it's really bad to do that. No matter what the intentions are and the good things that they might do.
Just because you want to paint your face and yell at a basketball game? It's just the amount of self-important drivel in here.
Yeah.
The puffery of this, as many may know, the nation's... Screw you. Fearful and a cowardice. I was afraid of that red-faced goober from Mattoon yelling at them.
Mattoon.
Come on.
Yeah, and they knew that, they knew Iowa wouldn't let them have those seats, which, again, I think is stupid.
Yeah, but that's fine. But if that's the rule, that's the rule. Pick somebody else.
Yes, but it's also a terrible rule. I think that should be... You should want other people to come. If you're not selling the tickets, if people get there first, they get there first. Listen, my university just dealt with this past weekend. Marquette came and sold out Wintrust. DePaul didn't. Too bad. The money's still good, and DePaul Athletics still gets the money. They get the money for a sellout at their gym. I don't like the whole idea of telling consumers you can't do blank. Mm-hmm. It's American dollars, right? Like, the money's green. You should take the money. They should be able to walk in. But that's where the part is on the onus of the Orange Crush. The Orange Crush should be allowed to buy tickets as the Orange Crush. If you're not allowed to buy tickets as the Orange Crush, don't then commit fraud to buy tickets under the guise of the Girls and Boys Club.
That's messed up. And then after doing that, knowing you've done that, try to put out a PR campaign to get people to support you?
Right. And the idea that what you were going to do is that you were then going to shame. You were going to shame Iowa by putting out this really ridiculous and clearly not proofread piece that is there no one that said, guys, how about we just let a sleeping dog lie here? Guys, do we really want to go this hard in the paint about this? Because now I think it opens them up. I think that they have opened a Pandora's box that is going to have people looking into the 501c3 worthiness of the Orange Crush. And that's too bad, especially if there are people inside that organization that are trying to do good things through a student activity. But you sometimes have to police the people that are inside your organization. And if you knew that this is what they were trying to do and you didn't step in to try and stop them, too damn bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.